I say we kill every human left. Herodor exhaled, his red chest expanding as a stream of air exited his nostrils.
You would,
Mianth said. She attempted to make eye contact with her brother, but Herodor continued to gaze in the other direction. The frigid conditions only made his displeasure more obvious to her. Water vapor immediately turned to fog upon each of his breaths, which were becoming more frequent. One man did this, a male voice said from behind. You know better than to put the blame on all of them. He paused. Then again, you'll always find a reason to wage war against humanity. Mianth turned to look at her other brother. Tulvir's yellow eyes glowed, and snow began to cover the green scales along the top of his head.
He's right, she said.
Imagine that, Herodor snorted. The two of you are in agreement. As always, you're so quick to judge. Mianth shifted her focus to Herodor.
Maybe,
she replied.
But we know how you think. We can't afford to do anything rash.
Regardless, the Red Dragon said. Time is something that eludes us. The swarm is moving west, and we have no choice but to make haste. Herodor took a few seconds before continuing. Make me a promise, though. If we reach the Glott Highlands, let me be the one who takes Viko's life. Mianth glanced at Tulvir, who bobbed his head in response.
Fair enough, she said. Viko is yours, but only if you agree to my terms.
I'm listening, Herodor acknowledged.
You avoid conflict with all other humans, unless it's an act of self-defense.
Mianth watched as Herodor opened his mouth.
And I'm the one who determines when such an act is necessary, she spit out, anticipating her brother's reaction.
Herodor's jaw tightened. So be it. Tulvir took a deep breath, apparently relieved at the outcome. Now that we've agreed on a compromise, I think it's best to move on.
We'll continue to follow the water, Mianth said, as Whimsir, god of the rivers, has advised.
Mianth and her brothers flew below the cloud base, making sure they could see clearly from all angles. An unexpected visitor from above was always a possibility, but she preferred to put distance between them and the ground. The sub-freezing temperatures at their elevation gripped Mianth with claws sharper than her own, pushing her lungs to the brink of exhaustion. Leading the group, she dove and glided for several seconds, letting the air do the work for her. Her brothers followed suit, flanking Mianth on each wing. Down there, Herodor barked. The heavy headwind made it difficult to hear, so they had to speak loudly when conversing with one another. Mianth dipped her head to examine the prairie land below. Once green and lush, only a blanket of snow could be seen. The river narrowed, trickling along the edge of the flat terrain as trees sporadically popped up on both sides. It took her a few seconds, but she noticed movement. Two humans, a male and a female, ran with purpose. The fact that Mianth saw nothing chasing them disturbed her even more. Sometimes the worst predators were the ones you couldn't see.
Maybe they spotted us, Herodor said.
I don't think so, Mianth replied. If anything, they're running toward us.
She watched their behavior closely, the two humans turning their heads frequently as they ran.
See that? She pointed out. They're looking behind them.
Perhaps a shadow stalker, Tulvir commented.